They are organizers of a special event that's going to be taking place at the Mexico High School this Friday. In the studio, we have Alisa Garner and Pam Prater, and want to say good morning to you all.
Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
Glad to have you all in here. We're going to start off with Alisa. Tell us a little bit about this event that's going to be happening at the Mexico High School this Friday, the Inclusion Revolution, as I understand, correct?
Yes, it's the second annual Inclusion Revolution, and we just have different events, and we have five different schools plus Mexico, and they get to go from different events. Different clubs are participating from the high school and the middle school, and we'll provide lunch and pep rally, a little dance party, and then they'll go back home.
Very nice. Now tell us about this Inclusion Revolution. You are the Special Olympics coach for Mexico athletes. Tell us about this event and you know, who it's for, and kind of what all that you're going to be doing that day, if you will.
Yeah, it's for the Special Olympics athletes, and then we have buddies that participate also. We'll have 320 Special Olympics athletes from Mexico, and then we have 60 plus buddies. We have 85 from other schools, and like I said, they have different stations that they'll go to, and the buddies will help out to go from station to station. And
yeah, very nice. Pam Prater, we're going to bring you into the conversation.
Sure.
How many area schools are going to be involved with this besides Mexico? There's several other schools.
Yes, we have five area schools that will be coming in and bringing in their special athletes and buddies to help.
Now, where are they from? Which schools?
Oh, sure. Yeah. They're from Centralia, Community R6, Madison, Monroe City, and Wright City.
Wow, there's going to be quite a reach there. You said about over 400 athletes will be taking part in this. Is that right?
Total of about 400 athletes.
So what kind of games are there going to be? Are they going to be playing that day, if you
sure.
will?
Sure. So we are so fortunate to have such great support from our high school and middle school that makes it the actual inclusion. We have our club sponsors and coach athletes and their members that will set up stations. So we have face painting, baseball, fishing, tennis, disc golf. We have a club that's handing out free cookies. We have sponsors from the community and businesses that have provided us with monetary donations so that we have the ability to buy everyone a sack lunch. All of our athletes and our buddies will get a t-shirt, our Mexico students. There's tic-tac-toe, bowling, coloring. There's a book club coming to read to the students. Each station is about 5 to 8 minutes, and they will rotate at any order they want to. We'll have our community volunteers helping run some of the stations, and then just people there to introduce themselves to the students, to show compassion and to be helpful and to just really encourage them. All of our stations are adapted for all of our special needs students. What I think is really fun about it is that our eighth graders that are coming over will get to meet a lot of our high schoolers. So maybe during summer school or next fall, there'll be a familiar face.
Yeah.
And people that they've met. And we are just really fortunate to have such a great community to support us. It takes a lot for this event. It's just a few hours, and it's over way too quick, but we would like to thank our food service, our transportation department, the high school staff, all of them, for accommodating us to be. We have probably, 500-600 people in the sports complex and the gym. Hopefully, if the weather holds out, we'll get to be outside also. Our custodial crew, all of the club sponsors and coaches, and of course, our community members. So we were just very thankful that this is such a fun event. It was so fun last year, and I know it will be again this year.
No doubt about it. Now, you have enough volunteers to help out this year, but you're still looking for some for next year. If people want to find out about that, Alisa, please tell us where they can do that at.
Yeah, if they're interested in helping out, they can always contact any of us to help out.
Central office would be a good place here in Mexico to give a call, or you can call over to the high school and they can help you out with that as well, correct?
For sure.
All right. Well, I want to say thank you guys for stopping in this morning. Hope it's going to be a great Inclusion Revolution 2024. I know it will be. Thank you guys for taking some time out with us this morning.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.